gonna take you to, I'm gonna take you to, I'm gonna take you to part two.
Hello and welcome back to part two of our episode.
Tommy, did you want to address the audience?
Seriously, that's going to be my intro. Going to be my cue.
I'll say it again.
Okay, good.
Hello and welcome back to part two of our episode.
Welcome back, bitches. I just got a shitty intro.
Well, we now move on into our next segment. Yes, it's time for the week in fascism.
This will work well with the previous, you know, we were talking about Texas. I'm sure there's something from Texas.
Usually Florida.
No, actually today it's from Virginia.
Virginia,
yes.
Oh, that's getting a little far north for my liking.
Well, the school board in Shenandoah County in Virginia on Friday approved a proposal that would restore the names of Confederate military leaders to two public schools. Mountain View High School will now go back to the name Stonewall Jackson High School. And Honey Run Elementary School will going back to the name of Ashby-Lee Elementary School.
First of all, you're taking an elementary school called Honey?
Honey Bun.
Honey Bun.
I'm sorry, Honey Run.
Honey Run. You're taking, so you got kindergarten, first grade, third grade, up to fifth grade, and you're taking Honey Run away so that you could name it?
The Ashby-Lee Elementary School.
Ashby-Lee.
Two Confederate generals.
Elementary School.
Yes.
Okay. Come on, you got Honey Run Elementary School. Is there a better name for an elementary school ever been? Honey Run.
I could go places, but I'm not.
Well, because you're dirty.
Well, originally, the school had removed those names back in 2020 after the whole George Floyd controversy.
Exactly.
And then in 2022, there was a vote on this issue back then, but it ended in a tie, so nothing changed.
Can I tell you what I think this is about?
What do you think it's about?
The country's too big.
That's your answer to everything.
Tell me that I'm not wrong. Tell me that I'm not wrong.
You're not.
But that should have nothing to do with a school board restoring the name of traitors to the country.
Yes, it does. It has everything to do. This is the perfect illustration of exactly what I'm talking about. There are people who still think that these people, these Confederate generals and lawmakers, yep, and Confederate heroes, should be celebrated and put upon pedestals and have names and streets and schools and libraries and shit named it. That, so there's those people.
Right.
There's a lot of those fucking people.
Yes, there are.
Okay. Enough to make their own fucking country. Is what I'm saying.
Okay.
All right.
Well, that's what they're trying to do.
You know what?
They've been trying since 1861.
They and you know what? Aside from freeing the slaves, Lincoln should probably let the rest of it just happen. Just go away. Just go ahead. Fight with Mexico, you bitches. Because, come on. This is crazy.
Yes, it is.
Yes, this is crazy. They named elementary schools after Robert E. Lee.
Yeah.
And in that public elementary school, they're going to teach that kid what about Robert E. Lee?
He was a great general and proud supporter of the Confederacy.
The Confederacy was traitors.
Yes, we know that.
Everybody knows that.
Yeah, but some of them just don't want to admit
that. But that's the thing. They don't want to admit it. They don't want to say.
No, they want things the way they...
Now, John, you remember. What was life like on a plantation?
Well...
For a white guy. And you, by then you were what? In your 20s or 30s? Yeah. So you raised, you're in South Carolina on a plantation, nice.
Watching everybody pick the cotton.
Exactly, that's exactly right. And having your fan, and you got some lemonade and some iced tea, and sitting on a porch.
Yep. Now, drumming my banjo.
Right. And when you want to, you get the your work. Let's call them your workers. Yeah. To come sit around, I did quotes. to come sit around you to sing. Right? So it's nice, and you play the guitar, and it's nice. It's a nice life. Would you want to, do you think it's worth fighting for to get that? Because when they talk about them losing a lifestyle, we're giving up a lifestyle, the Confederacy is a lie. What is the lifestyle? The lifestyle is you got your people and your employees, and
everyone's happy.
Enough. We got to grow up.
Yes, we do.
We got to grow up.
Agreed.
Yeah. The Confederacy was a bad idea.
They lost the war. Get over it.
Can we talk about it? Yeah. Okay.
It's been a couple of years.
It's
been a few years. It's not too soon. Nobody's this sensitive about the fucking Revolutionary War.
We were all on the same side then.
No, we weren't all on the same side.
Yes, we were.
There were plenty of Americans who were perfectly happy to live.
Well, that is very true. Crown. At the time the revolution started, only about a third of the colonists supported a revolution at that time.
So here, now what I'm saying is, the warning is that a third of the people are interested in this bullshit going on in Virginia, and they're local. So it's much easier to fight us when they're fighting us from Virginia instead of when they're fighting us from Liverpool.
Okay.
Anyway, never mind. Never mind, John Steele. I hope you understand.
I understand.
I know you understand because you think like a person. You don't think like a lawyer. Yeah.
I am cut to the quick.
Yes. Oh, you are not. You don't even have a quick. What the fuck are you doing? You're cut to the quick. Quote Shakespeare to mind. I'll bring out some Jerry Herman. Blow your ass up. A little more mascara make you look like a fool. That's what I'll do.
We now move on to our next segment. Yes, it's time for We Like to Watch.
Sorry, I'm excited. I actually watched something.
Well, oh my God, did you watch?
Well, I'm looking it up. And while I was watching, I was like, holy shit, I'm watching something. So, like, what was it? Was it on Netflix or was it on Apple? There's the host of the roast of Tom Brady on my Netflix. Who the fuck cared? Yeah. Anyway, I watched something, but I'm going. I went back to season 8 of RuPaul.
Oh, okay.
Just because I like to have a RuPaul going
somewhere along the line.
I like to have it going. And when he goes, see, this is what happens, John. He does his All-Star Series on a pay-per-view.
Right.
So, and I refuse. And I go all off, and I'm upset, and I am indignant, and I about that I got to pay to watch RuPaul. And two seasons later,
they're all there.
I fucking buy it. No, I buy it. Oh. Because people like me, they're still paying for it all this time later. So, yeah, God, what did I watch? I watched something. It was like a thing.
Was it a murder mystery?
No, I wouldn't waste time about a murder mystery.
Was it a serial killer?
I watch it all the time. No. Oh, shit. What was it?
Was it Karen related?
Everything is Karen related. Let's be honest. Anyway, what did you watch?
Well, what did you watch, John?
John, what did you watch?
I watched a couple of movies.
Okay.
That were very interesting.
Like
one
what?
Is called Moon Manor.
Ooh, I never heard of that one.
Moon Manor is an independent film, and it's based on a true
story.
Why are you doing that quotes?
Because it's not like Baby Reindeer.
Okay.
But it's...
How did you like Baby Reindeer?
I'm only 2 episodes in, and we'll shut up about it, okay?
Seriously?
Seriously.
So oh, my God, John.
I know I have a long ways to
no,
go.
No, John.
I will, like, last week, I'm sitting there going, all right, 5 minutes? 5 minutes? No, it's more like 10 minutes. Because you're talking about the goddamn thing. And I kept moving along.
I get it.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, text me when you finish.
Okay.
Because, holy shit.
I know, it's really good. Have you watched The Interview?
No.
Ah, watch The Interview with
Piers Morgan. Yeah.
With Piers Morgan.
With who?
The Real Martha.
The Real Martha.
Oh, really?
Yes, watch that.
She denies everything.
She denies sending 41,000
That actress,
holy shit. The actress is really good, but
and similar.
Really?
Similar looks. She's got the girl Peg.
They didn't do a really good job of hiding her identity.
No, they didn't.
I mean, the real Martha, she works in law.
Yeah.
So did Martha in the TV series.
Which is the fact
the thing is Netflix and him, Gad, who this is all about.
Yeah.
Say it's a true story.
Not yeah.
based on a true story.
No, they're saying it's a true story.
And that's why she wants to sue them.
Yeah.
It happened.
In her mind, it wasn't that way.
But it happened to him, so he's telling his story. So what
doesn't put her in a very good light.
It does not put her in a very good light.
No, to say the least.
And she's saying that a lot of the stuff is made up.
And you're at season two?
Yeah.
Episode 2?
Episode 2.
Oh, honey.
She's, I know, I got a way to go.
She's Princess Diana right now.
Yeah. Anyway, so that I watched that, but the movie I watched.
Moon Manor.
Yeah, it's.
I didn't see that either.
I don't know. There's no big names in it.
Okay.
Ricky Lake is in it, and okay. She plays herself because she knows the person that the story's about.
Okay.
It's the two guys, they met at an audition for Hair.
Okay.
One got in, one didn't. And this is the true story, but they became lovers and they were together for their entire lives.
Right.
One of them died of AIDS.
Okay.
This one that the story is about has dementia and he is planning his own funeral.
Oh, God. Jesus.
And he invites everybody and that for his final night.
Oh, my God.
He has an assistant that helps him do the transition.
Okay.
For at the end of the film.
Yeah.
Beautiful. It's a beautiful piece. It's funny. It's very humorous. But it has a great storyline to it. And I just stumbled upon it.
Oh, wow.
It's really good. And then I watched... Shit, I can't think of the name of the second movie I watched that I really enjoyed. But Moon Manor was, I think, my pick of the month of the movies.
Oh, wow. It's cool.
I found it.
What you find?
The movie that I couldn't remember.
Yeah.
It may not have been a movie.
Okay.
It was called Soft Lad, but it's all one word, Soft Lad.
Okay.
Okay. And it's about this gay guy who's having an affair with her sister's husband. But there's more. I just don't remember.
It was good.
It was what he remembers. No, it was you know, family drama dynamics and he nobody meant to sleep with each other and the sister and then get the fuck out and no, but it was interesting. It was good. Soft lad. It was good. I liked it.
And then I just
keep talking.
Other things that I watched weren't my usual Survivor.
Okay.
I watched that and a lot of strange stuff happening on that. I don't like this season.
No, why not?
They're just too many crybabies.
Really?
Yeah. Well, one guy, you gotta help me. I don't know how to play. Well, why did you sign up for
this? Yeah.
You know, obviously he's not there anymore.
But oh, I'm sure.
They got rid of him not quick enough, but.
Yeah, they got rid of him eventually. You
know, there was one of the cast members, her name is Soda. She's from Long Island. She was the first one voted into the jury.
Okay.
She's from Long Island. Now, I read somewhere, somebody said that the problem with the evolution of this Survivor, this is season 46, I think.
Oh, God. Jesus.
It's been going on for years. I've watched just about all of them. But what it is now, the people that come, the audition or apply to be on the show are all super fans. They're all people who have watched this, and so they think they know the game. And you know, at the end, it used to be there was just two of them at the end and they voted, and now there's three at the end and you only get to vote for two and or one of the three to be the loser or the winner or whatever. But it's all their resume. I did this move. I did that move. I got that person kicked off. I found the safety thing.
Okay.
You know, whatever. The three or four of them have gone home with their award in their pocket. They didn't use it to save themselves.
Yeah.
You know, I don't. not happy with this season.
Yeah, it doesn't
sound like watching it because
what season?
Survivor.
Survivor. Oh, John, you gotta let that shit go. John, it's been 30 years.
Yeah, you gotta let RuPaul go.
You're dead. You're dead to me. As a matter of fact, I'm listening to the RuPaul book.
Oh my God.
His memoir.
And how is it?
It's very early in the memoir.
Okay. Did you finally finish Barbara's?
I did.
Okay.
I did. That was a mountain.
I'm sure.
Since Barbara, I finished Patty's.
Patty LuPone's. Okay.
That's a hoot. That. But I'm listening to them. And listening to them is so different. They are narrating their own books. So Barbara and Patty and now RuPaul. I listened to Harvey Fierstein do his book.
Oh, I couldn't listen to him for a whole book.
Oh, it was
Love the actor, but I couldn't listen to him for
they're telling their own stories, and it's awesome.
Call me Ishmael.
I'm not even going to respond to that.
So what have you been watching?
Well, we finally finished watching the sci-fi show Travelers. That was really good. It was only for 3 seasons.
Oh, are you watching Discovery? The newest season of Discovery?
No. No, it started already?
Yeah,
I didn't know!
7 episodes in.
Holy shit!
Yeah,
I had no idea!
Get up.
Oh, I gotta watch that, because this is the last season of Discovery.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It is good.
So, we watched that. We've been keeping up on Will Trent. Since Sheila turned us on to the show.
I watch it as a prequel to Weakest Link.
Okay.
I love Lynch. I love her.
Jane Lynch.
She's a hoot and a half. I love that game show.
Are they still making new ones?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. They had one not too long ago with all drag queens. That was fun.
Can imagine.
RuPaul's Drag Race was a lot of fun on Family Feud.
Oh, yes, God, I can imagine.
They were a lot of fun. Yeah. Actually, RuPaul was so funny. He hit the buzzer way early, and it was very fun. Yeah, I'm sorry, John Steele.
That's okay. That,
you didn't interrupt John. You interrupted me.
I'm sorry, John Steele.
But anyway, we've also been watching this is the last season of Young Sheldon.
Oh, yes.
And we just watched the most recent episode in which Sheldon's father dies.
Oh, he does die.
Yeah.
Of course he dies. We know he dies before the season even gets
started. Yeah, we knew that from Big Bang Theory that he was going to die.
John Steele.
But they did it in this last episode, which was a shame because he just got a job coaching football at a college. They were going to move to Houston. And then while the whole family's home, his other coach, or I guess the principal of the school, come to the house to let him know the bad news.
Oh, wow.
That was the way the episode ended. It was very sad. Really was.
The older brother was hot.
Oh, George?
Yeah.
Well, he's getting his own series.
Uh-huh.
He and his wife, Mandy. I think it's called George and Mandy's First Marriage, I think is the name of it. Yeah, so we watched that. Then last night, we watched a movie. I'm not sure if it was on Amazon or Netflix or Hulu. It was called A Haunting in Venice. It was an Agatha Christie mystery with Kenneth Branagh. This is like the third film in which he's played Hercule Poirot. It was really good. I was better than I thought it would be.
I'm sorry. We open in Venice. We next play. Okay.
Thank you for that musical anecdote.
It was such a softball. You know, you just surfed
You should know about those.
Yeah, okay.
But in this movie, he's retired and he's brought out of retirement by this other mystery writer, novelist, played by Tina Fey.
Oh, okay.
And he's brought in to attend a seance. And the medium is eventually murdered at the seance. So he then sets about solving the mystery of who murdered the medium. It was really good.
And you can't tell us because of
the spoiler. Of course not. But that's all that we watched this week. So we're going to move on to our next segment.
God, Karen, you are so stupid.
Oh. Yes, it's time for stupid people. And we got a bunch this week.
I know we do.
Let's start right off with Donald Tiberius Trump.
What did he do?
He was at a rally speaking, and he started speaking about immigration.
Is this the New Jersey rally?
I believe so, yeah. I'm going to actually play the clip of him speaking at this rally.
For the world, they're emptying out their jails into the United States. They're emptying out their mental institutions into the United States, our beautiful country. And now the prison populations all over the world are down. They don't want to report that. The mental institution population is down because they're taking people from insane asylums and from mental institutions. You know what the difference is, right? An insane asylum is a mental institution on steroids.
Oh my God.
Silence of the Lambs. Has anyone ever seen the Silence of the Lambs? The late, great Hannibal Lecter is a wonderful man. He oftentimes would have a friend for dinner. Remember the last scene? Excuse me, I'm about to have a friend for dinner. Is this poor doctor walking by? I'm about to have a friend for dinner, but Hannibal Lecter, congratulations, the late, great Hannibal Lecter, we have people.
Wait. Is that the end?
That he kept on going then.
We have people.
Yeah, he kept on going. None of that was important. I got you the significant part of his
the Hannibal
talking.
Part?
And also the difference between insane asylums and mental institutions.
Yeah.
But the Hannibal Lecter thing is like, number one, he's not dead because he's a fictional character.
Right.
Number two, why are you congratulating him?
I need more of that.
Okay.
Because that was just, it's like, it's not even word salad.
It's worse.
It is. It's
because it sounds like he knows what he's talking about.
Yeah.
I was pretty sure that would be on your stupid list.
Yeah. There's no way I could have avoided that one.
No, but how do you choose?
Oh, well, there's more. There's another, I have more for you. More nominees. This one is a football player named Harrison Butker. He's the place kicker for the Kansas City Chiefs.
All right. Sounds like a very specialized occupation.
Well, yes. He gave the commencement address at Benedictine College in Kansas.
Benedictine College sounds
which you can sound like, yes, like a Catholic institution.
At the very least, yes.
So he said many things in his address.
Here we go.
Among them are, bad policies and poor leadership have negatively impacted major life issues. Things like abortion, in vitro fertilization, surrogacy, euthanasia, as well as growing support for degenerate cultural values and media all stem from the pervasiveness of disorder.
So, wait a minute, hold on. This is a commencement address?
Yes.
And not a 10th grade social studies paper?
Nope.
Okay. What else does he have to say?
He then made reference to a bill that was being passed in the House of Representatives that threatened federal funding for colleges and universities that failed to restrict anti-Semitic speech. And that also included claims of Jews killing Jesus. So he says, Congress just passed a bill where stating something as basic as the biblical teaching of who killed Jesus could land you in jail.
Okay.
So obviously, this is not a, this is a pre-Vatican II Catholic, along the lines of Mel Gibson.
Okay.
Who believes that the Jews are responsible for killing Jesus.
For killing Jesus.
Even though, as the Bible states, he was brought before Jewish leadership.
Who sent him to the Romans.
Who sent him to the Romans, and he was ultimately condemned to death by Pontius Pilate.
Exactly right.
But that doesn't seem to matter to people.
Well, no, because a lot of people are thinking, were the Jews just, like, punting? Were they, like, kicking it down the road? Like, we don't want to deal with this. Go talk to the fucking Romans.
Well, don't forget, the books of the Bible, especially the New Testament, were not written for the Jews. They were written for Romans, the Roman people, Greek people, to try to convert them.
How does that answer my question?
Because they tell biased stories.
Oh. So the news, the big news here is that the Bible is biased.
Yes.
All right.
Can you believe that?
Write that shit down.
Well, anyway, Butker went on to address women at the address.
Can I giggle when you say Butker?
You sure can.
Thank you.
He said this: many of you are sitting here now about to cross this stage and are thinking about all the promotions and titles you are going to get in your career. Some of you may go on to lead successful careers in the world, but I would venture to guess that the majority of you are most excited about your marriage and the children you will bring into this world.
I'm going to stab myself in the head.
I can tell you that my beautiful wife, Isabel, would be the first to say her life truly started when she started living her vocation as a wife and as a mother.
Yeah, I'm going to stab myself in the head. Who is this guy?
He's a football player with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Okay, so I don't have to give a fuck.
And then he also went on to say, because he was attacking various social issues, starting with what he called dangerous gender ideologies.
Okay, let's just stop. Just stop right here. And either move on to the next item in this
topic. No, I can tell you the last thing. He was talking about Pride Month, and he goes, not the deadly sin sort of Pride Month that has an entire month dedicated, but the true God-centered pride that is cooperating with the Holy Ghost to glorify him.
I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means.
That we should be celebrating pride in God and celebrating the pride of homosexuality.
So, okay.
Yeah, this was a commencement address.
Any suggestions what we should do with, like, Christmas or Easter, or we should just keep them as... Okay. Hold on. I'm just trying this. This inspires a lot of different thoughts.
As it should.
And I'm grasping at one to make sense.
Oh, no. Don't look for that.
Yeah.
You'll hurt yourself.
Yeah. It's just crazy.
Yep. But isn't he the only athlete we have on this list of stupid people?
Can you say athlete again?
Athlete.
That's not how you said it, but you made it three syllables.
Athlete.
Which I'm always a fan of. You heard it, right? You heard him say it.
I don't recall saying that.
It doesn't matter what you recall.
But I'm going to move on.
Move on to our other athlete.
You're athletic.
To New York Jets football player Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. That's an athlete.
He recently appeared on Tucker Carlson's podcast for an interview.
Okay.
You remember Tucker Carlson, don't you?
Tucker Carlson is.
Yes, he's now reduced to having a podcast.
Like you.
Yes. He's down in the gutter with me.
With you.
And I actually read a lot of excerpts from this interview. The man is totally off the wall.
Who are we talking about?
Aaron Rodgers. He was the anti-vax football player who lied about his status.
Rodgers?
Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
Again, his provincialism is showing.
I don't know anything about it.
He's not a football fan.
I'm not. No, I don't follow the volleyball. And
this guy made news during the whole COVID pandemic.
Well, who's the hot one that was murdered? That murdered people. Aaron Fernandez.
I guess.
Aaron Rodriguez.
I don't know off the top of my head.
Okay.
But Aaron Rodgers was the one who lied about his status of getting vaccinated, and then found out he never got vaccinated. He had no intention of getting vaccinated, and he's a big conspiracy theorist supporter.
And he's a football guy.
And he's a football player, quarterback of the New York Jets.
Okay, that sounds impressive. So what? Why are we mad at him?
Well, during his wacky interview, one of the things he was talking about was Carlson's interview with Vladimir Putin.
Carlson landed a... When was that interview?
That was a couple of months ago.
So since Tucker Carlson has been kicked off of Fox,
right,
he has landed an interview
mm-hmm.
with the Russian head of state?
Yes. Because he's a propaganda tool.
But it's not something to laugh at. It's not a joke. This is a serious thing.
Oh, of course it is.
Tell me more.
Well, in referencing that interview with Putin, Rogers said, Putin came off as an interesting, thoughtful, smart individual.
He always does.
He then went on to say, I'd love to see Joe Biden give an interview where he can speak on the history of the United States in the same way that Putin talked about the history of his country.
That's insane.
Yeah!
First of all, Joe Biden was there for the majority of the history of this country. He need only remember. Okay? John, I'm sorry. I felt like you were going to contribute something and I interrupted you.
No, I was thinking of something I heard on the radio on my way here. Was the debates that are happening?
Yes, that have been scheduled now for June and September.
Biden's invite to Trump, did you hear it?
Yes.
I love it.
He goes, I hear you're free on Wednesdays.
There's no reason for him or any Democrat to be polite to Donald Trump.
Of course not.
He gives it the nicknames alone. Who the fuck do you think you are, you fat fucking orange pooping in your pants and fucking public bitch?
Well, I think it's safe to say that Aaron Rodgers will not be supporting Biden.
Probably not.
I think he should go to Russia and take up residency there. He can support Putin all he wants.
I don't know who he is, and I don't know who the first one you brought up in this topic was either.
Oh, Mr. Butker, Harrison Butker?
I don't know why any of those people have anything to do with my Wednesday night.
That's because they're athletes.
They're athletes who are speaking about topics of which they know nothing about.
Which is their right.
Which is their full right. That's but it'd be like asking me about football.
Why would anybody do that?
Thank you. Because I don't know shit about it.
But you just brought it up here, just now, here.
I brought up these two athletes and them not staying in their lane.
Did you hear?
Yeah,
did what?
Athletes.
That's all I'm going to hear tonight. Jesus Christ.
Let's move on. Let's
go away from the athletes. It's so great to have somebody here. Kristen is great for this, too, and Melanie. Now, Melanie, yes. Kristen, Melanie, all of them. Kristen, Melanie, Rice, Prevens. Rice,
Avery.
Avery. And all of those people
are
great to have here. Because they hear, they know when you fuck up, and because if I say it to you, you deny it, and you become, you know, pompous, and I don't make those.
Boisterous.
I don't know what he's talking about.
I don't
about.
Make those mistakes, those types of things.
Exactly, I never do those.
Yes. Being perfect, the fault. You
it's,
have no
God, will. It's not easy.
And he's an athlete.
And I'm incredibly humble about it all.
Sure. Yes, yes, despite the fact you look like a thumb. But humble.
Humble.
Could you imagine over a pig? Humble.
Humble.
And lastly, in stupid people, we had to pay tribute to all the politicians who went parading outside the courthouse where Trump was on trial.
But it was like 4 weeks in.
Yeah.
Nobody was there for the first 3 weeks.
No.
Nobody. Not a wife, not a kid, not nobody.
But because Michael Cohen testified this week, all of a sudden they're all coming down.
It's amazing.
Who was it that called Busty Girl, the girl that...
Stormy Daniels.
Stormy Daniels called her a whore and on the news.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Who called her a whore?
Someone, I don't know, probably Fox, called, I was a guest and said that, you know, people are listening to a professional liar and a whore.
Okay. I don't mean
with receipts.
Yeah.
With receipts.
They don't mean they're wrong.
Right. Yep, exactly. Exactly.
These are the people he is associating with.
But to see all these senators and congressmen.
Oh, it's disgusting.
And I love this one picture I saw of a whole group of them all wearing the dark blue suits
and
the red tie. And I was like, you fucking morons.
It's a crazy thing. It's a crazy fucking thing. Who are these people? What are they thinking? What are they thinking?
They're just paying allegiance to their leader.
Well, but why is he their leader? What is he leading them
some
to?
Some of them are falling by the wayside a little bit.
A few, but not many.
Not enough.
Yeah.
But what are they, like, what is it they're he's promising them? What is it that they're waiting for to get from him? How do you like that for a sentence?
Just access to power. That's all they care about is access to power.
Okay, so now you're talking about the 500 people over there in Washington, D.C. Okay, the access to power. What about the rest of those fucking schmucks living in America in your, I don't want to say trailer parks, but that's exactly what I mean. These people want nothing to do with you. that your interest is not in their radar.
Of course not.
Except to and get your vote.
But yet, and they'll vote for them, and they'll vote for them too.
Yeah, that's a thing. That's a
how this is how a typical example of people voting against their interests.
It's just crazy. John Steele, what do you think?
I'm not voting. No.
John Steele. You are not allowed to say that on this podcast.
I know
Steele.
I'm not.
Even if it's true.
No, I'm not. I hate Trump. I would never vote for him. I'm not happy about Biden either. It's just.
So you know what you do? You go into your local election people.
I'm looking at the local election people to see where I can go.
You go and you leave out the people who you don't want to vote for. You just leave it out. You don't have to vote for them. You just leave it out and vote for everybody else. That's what you do.
But I look at it this way. You're either voting for the old man who's going to protect our form of government and the Constitution, and another old man who's basically showing cognitive disability and wants to basically overthrow the government.
He's out for revenge. Trump's entire platform is revenge.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
But the rest of the party, they have their own agenda, that whole 2025 plan.
Yeah.
Which is so radical.
Which will only happen if he wins.
Yep, yes. Exactly.
Yeah. And everybody wants to be on his good side. And I mean, the thing that annoys me with Biden and what's going on is how much we're spending on all these war things going on around the world. And there's so many people who could use that.
Well, Ukraine, I can see, because it's fighting to save.
Yes and no.
And not only fighting to save Ukraine, but further saving Europe.
The idea there is to stop Russia from advancing any further west.
Yeah.
That's the point there. And the importance with which you view that topic will inform how much you feel about supporting Ukraine. If you don't think the Russia moving west is a big issue, then you don't want to save Ukraine. Fuck Ukraine. But if you think that Russia shouldn't move any further west because really the next step for them is Poland.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And they've made comments about Poland,
and
too.
And then you got Germany. So how far you want to let the Russians creep west?
No, I get it.
It's a legitimate argument. Do you want them to or don't you? And it's fine one way or the other. Your decision is fine, but know that that's what you're voting on. Whether how far west we want them to go.
And then with Israel, I mean, no matter what Israel does, the U.S. is always going to stand by Israel. There's nothing that's going to change.
I mean, I like the fact that he said, probably as useless as it is, that we're not going to sell them any weaponry.
Offensive weaponry.
But it's
weaponry.
Not, yeah.
But in the meantime, they just approved another $1 billion bill of military aid to Israel.
Right. Yeah.
So that's what I mean. It's not going to stop no matter what Israel is doing.
No, it's not. But what they're hoping on is that you can understand the cunt hairs division between defensive equipment and offensive.
Yes, agreed. Agreed.
And they're going to sell them all, what they're saying, it'll be heavy on the defensive side, which is fine, and it has always been that way. Israel hasn't lived a second of its life without American support.
No, it hasn't.
Okay, and that's fine. And it's clear why. I always get a feeling of, when it comes to Israel, as opposed to the Jews, that the Republicans don't like the Jews. They keep them out of their country clubs. Do you know what I'm saying?
But the Republicans also, especially the Christian nationalists, also believe in Armageddon's going to take place in Israel.
Right.
You know, so they got to protect Israel until that happens.
Yes. But in real terms, they're supporting Israel basically because of where it is. You know, I don't think they have any great love for the Jewish people, the Republicans. I don't think, now, which is not to say that there aren't Jewish Republicans.
Well, there's plenty.
And there aren't Republicans who don't give a shit
one way or the other. Okay, so in all things, they exist. But I find it, have never seen anybody else express the same sort of feeling. So I'm sure it's just me being a dick. But the difference between them supporting the country and not support and not liking the people or not supporting the people.
They're two different things.
Yeah, they are.
But there are a lot of people who think if you're attacking the government of Israel,
right,
that makes you anti-Semitic.
Yeah,
and I'm sorry, it's two different things.
I agree with that.
You can't, because I firmly believe Netanyahu should be out of there.
Right. Oh, I agree with that.
How long has he been there?
Too long.
Netanyahu's been there like almost 20 years.
Yes, I think.
And he's going to keep this war going to keep himself office.
He was on TV and I didn't recognize him.
Well, okay.
He's like this skinny, wrinkled thing. And he used to be like this. No, but he was this like substantial sized person.
Well, anyway, we definitely have gone off on a tangent there.
That's a good one.
Yes, it was.
Just cut it.
So, to all the people that we've mentioned before.
Stupid! You're so stupid!
Oh my God, what a gallery of stupid people this week. Jesus Christ.
Swing a cat.
Julie Andrews, save us!
Raindrops on roses, whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things.
Thank you, Julie. Yes, it's time for five faves.
The enunciation, the vowels.
God, I bet she says athlete.
It's athlete.
Athlete.
It's
athlete.
Two syllables. Athlete. These are athlete.
Anyway, for five faves this week, being that this was Peace Officers Memorial Day, it's also National Police Week, I believe.
I believe that's true.
So we were all asked to name our favorite fictional policeman. So, John, who's on your list?
Well, let me pull up.
Oh, he wrote it down.
John needs to go first.
Nah, I couldn't remember all of them.
John writes it down on paper.
Yes. Don't even have it on my phone.
Okay.
Now, my first choice is two, but I'm counting them as one.
Okay.
That's fine. Cagney and Lacey.
No.
Go ahead.
I thought about that.
Go ahead.
Starsky and Hutch?
No.
Chips.
Further back.
Wow. Car 54.
Further back?
There is no further back.
Dragnet.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Joe Friday
Joe Friday, Nick Gannon.
Yep.
Okay.
Harry Morgan and Jack Webb.
Jack Webb.
Yes. Those are the. Watch them every time they were on TV.
Right.
I think that's where it started with my murder porn, to quote one of your
own. Really? Yeah.
You can't say murder porn. We've discussed this. We have to have a guest meeting.
Oh, do we?
Yeah, because what was it?
It was all Danielle's fault.
Danielle. Murder porn. You can't say
it. Anyway, that's my first. When you sent that, I said, do I just pick one of them? Or they're a team.
Yes, it's a team.
So that's my first choice.
Cool. What's your first choice, Thomas?
Barney Miller.
Barney Miller. Good choice.
Yeah, Barney Miller. For that reason.
For the theme song.
What?
There's a lot of cops on that show that were. Good.
They were great cops. Jack Sue was great.
Good ensemble cast.
Yeah, it was good. Wojciechowicz.
Yeah. Wojo.
Yeah, Abe Vigoda. Holy shit.
Oh, my God, right? Fish.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Good choice. Good.
My first choice is from when I was a little kid, and he would host either as a show of the Little Rascals or the Three Stooges. And his name was Officer Joe Bolton.
No, I don't remember him.
Nobody remembers him.
People out there will remember him who lived in the New York metropolitan area.
No, they won't.
Yes, they will.
There are 13 people who listen.
So I take it he was more of a local.
Yes, sort of like Captain Jack McCarthy, who hosted the Popeye cartoons.
Okay, I remember him.
Oh, you don't remember him either? He also used to host the St. Patrick's Day parade on Channel 11 on PIX.
John, his mother didn't lift him until he was three. He sat in front of a television for the first. Okay?
But Officer Joe Bolton is my first choice.
Oh, Okay, Joe Bolton.
Who's number two for you?
It's a character from a show.
Okay.
Name's Earl.
Earl?
From All Shook Up.
Oh, the musical All Shook Up.
He doesn't say anything until the last
time. The very last moment.
Matilda, shut up.
Shut up.
My favorite.
Very nice.
Theatrical.
Very nice.
Top.
Thomas, you're number two?
Party Five.
Party Five.
Maybe
good old, good old Don Knotts.
Yeah, complete disaster area all of the time.
Definitely.
I can relate.
Yep.
He made a career out of it.
He really did. Good for him. And he was ugly as sin. Do you know what I mean? Like, he was ugly, but he was funny, and he had a career.
Because he was funny. Nerdy character very well.
Yeah. Yes, he did. Definitely.
Not a pinup, though.
Mr. Limpet.
Yes, that's right. The incredible Mr. Limpet, which he played a fish.
You don't want to be associated with a fish in anything called Limp.
Well, that was the character's name.
Don't matter. Don't matter. Words matter. Fishy Limp. No.
Oh, my Move God. On. My number two is Peter Falk as Columbo.
Oh.
Loved Columbo. Grew up watching him all the time.
Columbo.
The trench coat, that one eye that always looked off to the side.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It wasn't there, really.
But really good show.
A little cigar.
Yep. I used to love the way he used to deconstruct the crime and everything. He was great. So, yeah, Columbo.
Columbo.
Who's number three for you, John?
There is Callahan.
Dirty Harry?
Dirty Harry.
He's on my list, too.
Watched every one of those movies.
Yep, me too. Dirty chase Harry.
Scene in the first one. Mm-hmm. The chase scene in the first one. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, the first one was it Magnum Force?
No.
No, the first one was Dirty Harry.
Dirty
Harry. Oh, okay.
It was Dirty Harry and then Magnum Force and there's three of them or four of them.
I only watched the first one of any franchise except for the Godfather, which I remember watching in order all over one night, and when we started, it was cold out, and when we were done, there were 12 inches of snow on the ground.
Wow. Not surprised. It's long.
It's long. There's 6 hours of fucking those people.
Yours?
My third is Will Truman's husband.
Oh, that's right. I forgot he's a cop.
From Grace.
Not a very good one.
But he's fucking hilarious.
Yes, he is.
He's a really funny
cop. I forget the name of the actor who plays him.
Yeah, me too.
You're so good now.
I forget the character's name.
Yeah, but good character, though. So, number three was Dirty Harry for me also. So, we'll move on to your number four, John.
Lieutenant Frank Drebin.
I knew you were going to say that. Knew it! Leslie Nielsen.
Okay.
The Police Squad movies and TV show.
Yep. And The Naked Gun.
Yes, The Naked Gun series. Those are great.
He's so funny.
Nice and beaver.
For
there's a scene with Priscilla Presley, and she's up on a ladder, and he's like looking up, and he says, "Nice beaver." And she says, "Thanks, I just have it stuffed." And she hands down a stuffed beaver. I heard that in the theater. I laughed for a good 5 minutes straight.
Yeah.
And he was such a good straight actor. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
His early career.
Yeah, he was. He was a dramatic actor.
But it was like...
But yeah, Frank Drebin, good choice.
I don't know.
It's Enrico Palazzo! So who's your number four choice there, Tomas?
Okay, so in Chips...
Yes.
There was two guys.
Yes.
The tall blonde guy.
Uh-huh.
And the short swarthy guy.
Punch.
I'm going for Punch.
I knew you would. Eric Estrada.
Eric Estrada.
Yeah. Oh, he did it for you, huh?
Oh, man. Eric Estrada. Fuck. In those pants.
Those pants?
The tight pants.
The tight pants
were the pants.
And he rode a motorcycle.
Oof, he was, Eric Estrada. Delicious. Delicious.
Okay.
All right.
Next on my list is John McClane from Die Hard.
Don't know that.
Played by Bruce Willis.
Okay.
Walking You've never seen Die Hard?
It's a Christmas movie. I stay away from Christmas.
Die Hard.
Oh my
God. Die Hard with a Vengeance.
Yes, he was in Die Hard, the second one, Die Hard with a Vengeance.
And there's another
Live Free and Die Hard. Yeah. I think that's the one with Kevin Smith in it, which is pretty not so good.
Yeah, it got worse.
The first and the third one were the best ones. But yeah, John McClane.
Okay, good, John. Way to go.
So who's your fifth choice there, John?
My name is Virgil Kidds.
Ooh, Sidney Poitier.
Sidney Poitier.
In the Still of the Night.
Yep.
In the Still of the Night.
And wasn't there a sequel also, They Call Me Mr. Tibbs?
I don't think it's the same character.
I thought it was.
I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe it is.
You'll have to Google search that one.
I'll have to Google search it someday.
Yeah.
I ain't going to bother now.
Nah.
Use the machine.
My name is Mr. Tibbs.
Okay.
Who's number five for you, Thomas?
I'm thinking.
Oh, no, don't hurt yourself.
Yeah, I don't have one at the ready.
Okay.
But I'm trying to think of ones I might know. Like, was there a cop on Laverne and Shirley or Happy Days? Or
one of the boyfriends ended up being a cop.
That was the...
Laverne and Shirley.
Yeah, I can't really sort of grab hold of that. There was no cop... was there a cop on like Mary Tyler Moore or,
no.
or Rhoda?
No.
Or All in the Family? Adam West?
Oh!
Commissioner Gordon.
Commissioner Gordon!
Commissioner Gordon.
From Batman.
Exactly the TV right. series.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
You didn't want to go with Chief O'Hara, huh?
No, I want the one that was there when Robin was there.
Chief O'Hara was there too.
Robin, what's his name? Who played Robin?
Burt Ward.
Between him and the other guy we were talking about?
Eric Estrada.
Eric Estrada? Uh-huh.
I have a fifth and final choice.
He probably has a sixth and a seventh, too.
Well, I do have an honorable mention for Shamar Moore from Criminal Minds, because he is just so fucking hot.
Oh, my God. The face is just ridiculous.
Oh, ridiculous. He's just so yummy.
Nobody has a right.
What do you mean he came out?
He came out.
As gay?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
You didn't know about that?
No.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I'm a Google with that.
Holy shit.
If you're lying, I'm going to kick you till you're dead. And it's not going to take very long. Hold on. Shimon, you keep going.
No, I'm going to keep going, though. My fifth and final choice is Officer Bar Brady from South Park. Truly the dumbest cop out of all the cops I know in TV shows and films.
Excuse me. I mentioned Barney Fife.
No, I think Bar Brady's even stupider.
The cartoon character.
Yeah, he can be more stupid.
What am I looking up?
Shamar Moore.
Shamar.
Gay.
Shamar Moore wife. Shamar
Moore. I also like Gil Grissom.
Ooh, what's his name? I can't think of his name now. CSI.
The original series.
Yep. Oh, what the hell was his name? I saw him on stage, too. Ah, that's some Johnny Crates.
Shamar Moore has for years faced rumors that he was gay, but the Criminal Minds actor has always maintained that he is straight. Although, .. Now I have to follow a link.
Oh no.
He's so fucking beautiful.
Yes, he is.
Jesus. In an interview with BET, the actor talked about his first independently produced film, The Bounce Back, which premiered Friday. He also took time to, once again, respond to gossip about his sexuality on social media. I just think it's all silly, he said. If you're gay, you're gay. I'm not. And I know that I'm very comfortable with who I am, and I love women.
So, John, were you misinformed?
I guess I was. I guess you can't believe everything you hear on the interweb.
How about this, which is going to put a question. If you think I'm gay, send your girlfriend over to my house and see what happens. Yes, and then the next words in the article are slightly creepy, posturing aside. The actor did share some encouraging words about how ignorant the homophobes on social media. I have fans that are gay, come up to me and spy on me, and I can entertain them, and hug, take a picture. Well, what am I supposed to not put my arm on, stand next to them, picture is gay, that makes me gay. It's just,
So yeah, it doesn't seem like.
Oh. Nah, you were misinformed, John. You misled our listeners.
Oh well, sorry about that.
You know, there are some people who will never recover from that because at the very thought that Shimon Moore might be gay.
Oh my God, please! You'd get like gay men's hearts will flutter with that
people's
one.
People's lives change.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't get that wrong, you know.
No, you don't not. You,
doesn't
there
make
some
the transition things, well.
Some things with which you do not joke.
Damn right.
Well, I wasn't joking. I thought it was real. So that's the difference.
That's okay, you could.
That's why you don't listen to everything that you believe or believe everything you read,
especially on this podcast.
Especially about Shimon Moore. If he was gay, I would have gotten a phone call.
Anyway. We now move on to our final segment. No, no, yes, it is our final segment.
Get off my lawn. Did you hear me? I said get off my lawn now.
Thank you, Clint. Yes, it's time for the grumpy old gay man gripe of the week. And John, what's your gripe this week?
I get to start.
Yes.
All right. Clickbaiting.
Oh, I'm with you.
Oh, God. Yeah.
I suffer with tinnitus.
Okay.
And, you know, you hear this ringing. I've heard it for at least 10 years, maybe more. You really want it to go away. And so you see something and you know better. You know you shouldn't click on it because you're just going to get disappointed. But the algorithms always pop up these same stuff for you. And this one was do this 30-second thing before you go to bed. And it will take care of your ringing in your ears. So I've had it. I click on this thing.
Okay.
I get this story about this man who had the ringing in his ears, and it bothered him so much that he lost his wife and his child.
Oh, no.
And, you know, he lost his job because it changed his attitude and changed his world and whatnot. And he went to his doctors, and the doctors tell him there's nothing that they can do about it. It'll go away. You're just getting a sign of getting old. Don't worry about it. It's just nothing. But it drives me crazy. And now I have to research, and I spend hours and hours and days researching, and I find this doctor who has a secret recipe for the cure, but if he puts it out there, the big pharma is going to sue him whatnot. So, and it's taken years to get all these little spices and plants and all this stuff and get the right combination to make the right pill that cures the... Yeah, I bought it.
Oh, no.
Sure. It hasn't worked yet.
I'm sure.
But... I spent $300 on it.
Oh, John!
But to the other side, it's the same company or same type of thing that I got from the neuropathy in my feet.
Okay.
And that stuff has helped.
Okay.
So I said, all right, so I'm out $300. It's worth a shot.
There's nothing you could do.
So I'm taking it to me. It doesn't seem as loud. I don't know whether it's, you know, sugar.
Doesn't make a difference. If it makes it not as loud, it's good.
Yeah.
So I'm going to continue using it. I bought 6 months supply.
Good for you.
All right. We'll see how it goes.
Okay.
But that's the thing that annoys me, that after you do that, every freaking ad
comes up then.
Something along the same line.
Yeah.
So I clicked on another one just to see what it was. And again, there was no 30-second thing that you do before you go to bed. You know.
Okay.
You know, simple. And it takes almost an hour to go through all this before they get to the pill.
Right.
You know, you gotta listen to the story. If you don't listen to the story, you don't get the click, you don't get the discount, you know.
They do that with you with, like, recipes.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear this bitch's story. What do I put with the beans? That's what I want. Yeah, all right.
So that... So, like, the second one I clicked on was almost the identical story, but it was a different company.
Yeah.
And they called theirs 911.
Okay.
Tinnitus 911.
Jeez.
And so I'm going, well, this sounds like the same thing I'm taking, just in pill form.
Yeah.
The one I'm taking is in liquid form.
Okay.
You know, so I'm like, I'm not going to spend the money on that.
No, yeah, one's enough.
But that's the type of thing. And then every time, like I say, every time you do something on your computer or whatever, the ads pop up for, you know, hearing aids and everything because I'm 70 years old, I get all that fun stuff.
Yep, of course. So,
that's my gripe.
Good gripe.
All right.
What's your gripe, Tomas?
Barbara.
Barbara Streisand?
No.
Barbara who?
Barbara lives downstairs.
And what's your gripe with Barbara?
Barbara, I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
In my time.
Oh, no.
Barbara complains about Louis. Barbara complains about Louis incessantly barking. Now, to me, that means that the dog barks nonstop.
Right.
And she says for hours at a time. Now, there is no evidence of this.
Okay.
The dog barks. The dog does bark. The dog is a dog. And so it barks at things like people walking by.
Yep. Normal for a dog.
This particular dog doesn't like certain sounds, certain trains going by. We live within walking distance of the Islip train station.
Okay.
So the train is quite close.
Yes.
And there are some times that the dog gets upset by the sound of some of the trains and so barks. With that, our front door, the area is shared with three other front doors. There's four doors that share a little thing.
Right.
Okay. And when he hears people talking, he barks. It's a community. So when the lawn people come, when the gardeners come, when they're doing work on the dog barks. The dog does not bark incessantly. Okay, so the dog barks. My sister has never lived apartment living before, where the people are just on the other side of that wall. Now, this apartment is fucking quiet. I have heard nobody at any time ever in this apartment. So, but she's like, oh my God, they're going to throw us out because the dog barks. Well, no. See, that's not going to happen that way.
Yeah.
But she's so hyper-focused on this dog, on the dog barking, that she would prefer we live like the Anne Frank people.
Take the higher apartment.
So, yeah. So that Barbara doesn't hear us and Barbara doesn't say anything to me. Barbara's never said anything to me, despite, side note, Barbara being in a theater one night. Okay? She was in my theater one night, the theater I work at. Anyway, so what happens is there is this big stone ornamental planter that has lived outside of my apartment, I come to know now, for the past 10 years. And there was this, we talked about this last week.
Yes, we
heavy,
did.
Heavy, bushy thing growing in it. And it was, so now it's gone. So I'm on my way to Lidl, and I look in it, and there are two, it looks like fist prints in the dirt.
Okay.
Like they were looking to see if all of the roots were gone.
Okay.
That's what I would think it was. So I said, I don't know who that is. But I went out there and I bought home two hanging planters of flowers, and I divided them and I planted them in this ornamental fucking planter. Two days ago I did this.
Okay.
Yesterday I hear my window is above those four doors. So if they're talking outside, I can hear them. So my sister is talking, and she says, oh, my God, really? Oh, I he didn't know. I'm sure that, okay, whatever. I roll over and go back to sleep. It's not yet noon. So turns out that Barbara, this bitch who don't like Lily, goes out and buys flowers with the intent of putting them in this planter.
That you already did.
That I just, right, I have done it. I have done it now. So now it's, why would you say this? Oh, if you, today I go down to, now this planter is directly right outside our apartment door.
Okay.
Okay. Today, now we are upstairs. Downstairs, you have, there's the little space between each door, some dirt, and downstairs you have underneath your own windows. Like, you could do all sorts of shit down there. Upstairs, we ain't got shit. We got that little space in between the two doors, okay, and a little block right outside the door.
Okay? I go open the door today, right outside the door. What is there? She fucking planted a flower in that spot right at the right, like that's my planting space. Fucking Barbara. I don't care what you bought, what you think. That space right there is my space to plant what I wish. Be it corn. Okay? I have to talk to my sister to make sure that she didn't plant something there.
Okay.
But if Barbara, that bitch.
She's a regular person who downloads this every week.
Yeah. She is just... So I think she's like overstepping.
Okay.
She's planting in my dirt.
Okay.
Okay. Now she's already planted all in her dirt. That little space between us, she's planted exactly half of it.
Yeah.
Okay. And she got her pots and her whatever outside her apartment, and she ain't done nothing about what's underneath her windows. So I don't care. But I get half of that spot outside the door. And the pot is mine, Barbara. The pot is mine. It doesn't belong to... It's been there for 10 years. Fine.
Poor Barbara.
Fuck Barbara. Barbara's a bitch.
He's coming to get you, Barbara.
She has a reputation for being a complainer. Yeah, and she's just this horrible, Louis-hating woman.
Okay.
All right.
Good gripe.
That's my gripe, Barbara. Bitch.
Go ahead.
I have a gripe, but I think it's more like a disappointment. My hometown, Farmingdale, the town where I grew up in and was raised and everything, the school board has now authorized the hiring and placement of armed guards outside the school. Schools, I should say. Which just makes me kind of sad that we're giving into the fear. Everyone's giving into the fear.
There's like, what, 12 schools in all of Long Island.
Yeah. And now Farmingdale is one of them. And I was thinking back, like, when I was in school, when my brother Richie was in school there. There were race riots at the school.
Yeah.
And the high school. And eventually they brought the cops down and stuff to take care of it and everything. But I can't imagine armed security guards, what they might have done in a situation like that. Yeah. First of all, what kind of training are they getting? What kind of arms training are they getting?
Yeah, because one of the last school shootings, weren't there armed police guards there that didn't
do shit?
That was in Texas.
Yeah. Not only that, it's going to cost $1 million a year to maintain these security guards, which my taxes will go towards paying.
So what do you know about the security guards? Did they hire a security company? Are these cops?
We don't know. We don't know yet. We don't know. I only know what's been reported in the news so far.
Just the week before this announcement, how many school districts were letting people go because they didn't have the budget?
Yeah.
So, yeah. So what do you, like, how do you keep the kids safe?
Well, what's going to be next? Bulletproof vests for all the students?
Well, what do you suggest?
Should we arm the teachers?
What do you suggest?
That's the next step.
Arming the teachers is an extremely bad idea.
Then have the police patrol the schools.
So the police is better than a private armed security guard?
I would trust a police officer more than I would trust an armed security guard. Right. At least I know a police officer has received the proper training in those type of situations.
You would assume,
and in firearms.
You would assume that if a school district is going to go out and hire a company, a security company, that's going to...
I would never assume that they're going to hire quality... armed security service.
You would hope that's what
they're bonded doing. Yeah. At the very least. You know what I'm saying? Like they're gonna have to have some sort of.
I was bonded.
Okay.
No.
Did you have a gun?
No. I wouldn't carry one.
Maybe it's. I don't know. I'm saying, what is the answer though? Because if you don't want to have the armed guards at the schools, how do you keep the kids safe? Because now I'm not for armed guards either. I got to tell you, I'm just good at the devil's advocate thing. I don't know what the answer is.
Well, if we were allowed to actually issue firearms regulations, but we can't with this U.S. Supreme Court.
But that's not an answer. That's not a helpful. That's
the only solution.
Well,
But in the meantime...
You have to cut off the flow of guns. That's what it comes down to.
In the meantime, until that happens legislatively... Did I say that correctly? Did I really?
Sounded right.
All
right,
good. There's no way your ears are as drunk as my mouth. what do we do?
I don't know. But
I don't think there is an answer right now.
No, I don't think so either, but I'm not sure that this is the right one of hiring armed security guards.
People are trying things, you know. They're trying things.
Did the school district vote on this?
The school board did.
School board?
Yeah.
They didn't do a public...
I'm sure they did. I'm sure they must have had public comments on it. And from what I understand, there were both comments both for it and against it.
Well, at least once a month, doesn't a school board have to have an open to the public meeting? Or is it to have a meeting anyway?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if there's...
But I know that at some point, the school board meetings are open to the public.
Of course, yeah.
Anyway, good gripe.
Yeah, I thought so, too.
I think all three of them were.
Yes, yeah, so they were all good gripes.
Yeah. Fucking bother.
Well, we could have talked about drivers for another 6 weeks.
Yes, right? So this now brings us to the conclusion of this week's episode.
Oh, this half.
Yeah, right?
Episodes.
Yeah. And we want to thank John Steele for appearing on this episode this week. And we're going to remind you about the Long Island Gay Men's Chorus concerts on Friday, June 7th, Saturday, June 8th, and Sunday, June 9th. You can order tickets and get more information at ligmc.org.
Thank you for having me.
It was our pleasure.
We always love John Steele.
Yes, we do.
All the regulars.
So we will be recording an episode next time on June 5th. That's June. I don't have my glasses
on. Don't promise it.
June 5th. That will be released on June 7th.
You're probably lying.
Because this episode is being released the week after the first part.
What about my clue?
And then the week when I have tech week, we have nothing.
What about my clue tech week?
When's your clue tech week?
See, this is what I'm saying. You don't even know what you're talking about.
When in June is your clue tech
week? Can we discuss this at another time?
I guess we're going to have to. Jesus Christ.
We're in polar on the air.
Oh, my God. We're going to sign off.
Stay tuned, folks. It should be interesting.
Yeah.
No, it won't be.
And on that note, we'll say, have a good night.
No, hold on. Hold on.
What?
I'm going to tell you where my tech week is.
Oh, God.
I'm going to tell you right now. You want to know right now? I'm going to tell you right now.
I don't care anymore.
Yeah, you do.
I just want to get off.
Because it's... No, you don't. June 7th. June 6th, Clue opens.
Okay.
So okay? That's a Thursday.
That'll be the tech week.
So that's... Right. So June 6th is my opening. That's everything before that. That means 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1.
Okay.
Tech week for me.
Well, maybe I'll see if I can get a guest to fill in for you during that time period.
I absolutely think you should. I think you should get more than one.
Oh, okay.
I think you should get John. I think you should get Mel.
I'm busy.
Oh, you're busy that night.
Yes.
Oh.
It's our final rehearsal before the concert.
This is the night, though.
Yeah.
This is the night, the June 7th. Jesus. Try to get there, bitches. June's in Garden City, the cathedral. You can't miss it. It's on Cathedral Avenue. The Cathedral of Garden Cathedral. It's the tallest building in Nassau. You can't miss it. Nice. Big sound. Yeah.
Go ahead.
And on that note,
we didn't settle when the next show is going to be.
It's going to come out on June 7th. But I will have
You'll have another host. Okay.
You got to give me strength.
No.
And on that note...
See, to give you strength, looks all money.
Fuck off. We'll say, have a good night, have a good week, have a good life, and we'll see you all soon.
Bye, bitches.
Da 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 da.